Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
JPC, Aaron, come on down. I have the perfect idea for a Patreon episode. This, of course, is going to be about 50 minutes or so, and it's a pretty loose concept. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Great.
This is a little something I came up with last night, and I call it Epic Rap Battles of History.
What?
Epic Rap Battles of History. So I'm going to give you both like a historical figure, and then you're just going to improvise.
Can I ask a question?
Like 5 minute raps.
Can I ask a question? Well, you said you came up with this last night. What were you up to last night? Like, what was going on last night?
I got drunk. I was laying in bed, just kind of scrolling through YouTube, like YouTube for a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it suddenly hit me.
Maybe more than a couple.
Epic Rap Battles of History. And I was like, I don't know why. There's just a voice in my head that sounded just like that, almost like a little Muppet.
Okay.
And I said,
I'm Abraham Lincoln, and I'm here thinking that. No, I actually would rather do something else if that's okay.
I can rap.
You had it.
Let me warm up. A loose moose goosed my caboose. A loose moose goosed my caboose.
Oh, Hugh Hefner? You're rapping as Hugh Hefner?
Well, my name is Abraham Lincoln, and I'm here to say, I hope I don't. Ow, my hair.
No.
My hair. Those were Lincoln's last words.
Don't you think he would have thought that maybe his hair got hurt real bad?
Ah, my hair.
All right, I'm calling an audible here, and I'm going to take charge of this episode. We're going to do my thing today,
motherfuckers.
And it's...
Hold on. Did you just say, I'm going to have the catchatory?
I'm going to have the catchatory.
Walk, 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 walk.
Versus. Okay, versus.
It's a Friday, so let us be chickens, okay? Do you guys want to do this, or do you want to like
this
go out to lunch?
Lunch.
Oh man!
And now I went catchatory. Chicken catchatory, to be exact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Looking back on all the time we spent together, if I had to pick the best experience, it would be that we just set up sound equipment at a Red Lobster, and we just had a meal and talked to each other, and it felt like not recording at all. That's the best
felt
one
like going
ever.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember listeners said it also felt like we weren't really recording that much.
Yes. Yes. And but they hated it. We loved it. Perfect trade-off.
Here's what we do. 400 for you, one for us. 400 for you, one for us. Mm-hmm. So we have one coming up soon.
We go back to Red Lobster and we barely talk. All right. So you two probably have like kids in every state, right?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 40,
you're probably
2,
like
50.
A dad 10 times over, right?
Figure. Oh, are you talking about kids that I have sired? Or are you talking about JPC's Kids, a charity for local insane youth to channel some of their insane frustrations into
JPC,
productive things?
You're not allowed to talk about that charity legally. We all know that.
Oh, did I say charity?
And I have.
Yeah, but it's spelled chair, C-H-A-I-R, dash, I-T-Y.
And I have, of course, ABC, which is Addles, Brethren, and Children, which is any child born with goat legs, I will immediately sire and help fund.
You'll sire.
And yeah, we can't stop being sued. So,
Aaron, do you think there's 10 states? You said a child in every state, and you said a father 10 times over. How many states do you think there are, Aaron?
She should know. She does a state
Name
series.
Them.
One.
She's the
two.
Expert. I'll listen to whatever she says.
You probably have a bunch of kids, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you two love puns, especially one of you. I forget which one. You guys look and sound so much alike.
Aaron, I accept both of these premises.
So we're going to talk about dad jokes.
Uh-oh.
Corny jokes, not horny, corny jokes made by fathers to embarrass their kids.
Now, I do want to bring that up, Aaron, because it did sound like you were about to say horny jokes. But no. they are corny jokes. But can dad jokes be horny?
Absolutely.
We'll find out today on Horny Corny Dad Jokes.
If they pinch mom's ass while they say them. Aaron, can I defend myself?
Sure. Against who? Looks behind me.
The world. Here's what I'll say. I love puns. I adore them. And here's what I think. If I had to pinpoint the reason why, here's what I think. I grew up with a father. Sometimes.
Boo.
I grew up with a father to a certain age. up until the age of 11. And my father's English was his second language. So my father could barely communicate to me. That's a joke. But he did not have the grasp and the complete handle on the English language to make puns. So I think I was starved as a youth because I would see all my friends' dads make all these puns if I'd stay the night and they'd make some fun joke, or at breakfast they'd say some fun pun. And then I'd go home and my dad was he wasn't serious, but he just didn't know what puns are. He couldn't create a pun. So I think sorry if I'm getting emotional. I think I was so starved for puns as a youth that I latched onto them as an adult. And so I hope.
So you're saying that's your villain origin story.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Adela, it sounds like your whole life has been leading up to this episode.
Hell yes.
What an honor it is to be here. And GPC, you like puns too. Your brain is broken.
Aaron, not only do I like puns.
Don't do this.
Oh, no. Hold on. No, that was it. That was the full thought. I like puns. Great. I do like puns. Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do in this episode is I'm going to read you the first half, or like the premise, the setup of a dad joke, and then you're going to fill in the blank, and whoever gets it right gets a point. And then also people can call for scenes anytime they want if they feel inspired. Perfect. Okay.
I don't even care if I get the most right. I think everyone wins in this game.
And just to kind of marry the two concepts, Aaron, it was that we all have a bunch of kids and that we love puns, and we might just shorten that to just saying, we have a pun in the oven.
One point to JPC.
That would just be an example of a thing that we could say on the show today.
Keep track of your own points. All right, let's get started. What did the horse say after it tripped?
I'm sorry, horse?
On my neck!
I'm suing this store. What did the horse say after it tripped? What a romp in the nay.
I feel like a dad would go with something about a glue factory. They would be like, well, next stop the glue factory or something like that.
Aaron, is it who closed this gate? But gate is spelled GAIT?
No.
Okay.
Great. No, you're just warming up. You're just warming up.
I'm just warming up.
Have a nice trip. See you next farm.
Yes. don't kill me and turn me into glue. Oh, the glue's on the other foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not a glue joke here.
It's not a glue joke.
It could be a horseshoe joke, too, though.
Could be a horseshoe.
Sorry, new shoes?
New shoes.
Didn't nail my shoes on? This
10 more seconds.
Sorry, I was jockeying for position.
And it's horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Saddle be the day.
And none of these work.
Okay.
No.
Mane, something with mane. Okay. Mare, mare.
This is
what
my
a nightmare.
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Outstanding.
Okay, the horse doesn't say giddy up. Just so we're clear, the fucking cowboy says giddy up.
Can you imagine every time a horse said giddy up, they got faster?
Bitter, 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 bitter.
Can you imagine the cowboy says giddy up and the horse confirms it and says giddy up?
All right, you're going to get this one. You're going to get this one.
Okay.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Because they're extinct.
The pee is silent.
The pee is silent, but Adela, I really liked your answer.
It's silent because they're extinct.
All right, now that horses are on top of your brain, not literally.
Huh?
Oh, I have a, can I do one?
Yeah, sure.
Why did I stop being friends? Why did I stop being friends with the mosquito?
Why?
Because he was inside Amber.
I love it.
Amber being my wife.
Amber's your wife.
Yeah, you need to know that Amber is your wife for that premise to work, I guess.
I have a joke that I want to tell you guys. Just before I tell you the joke, I do have to tell you my wife's name is Amber. Okay. Why did the mosquito...
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.